A well-known Sydney antique car show is in danger of being canceled this year. This year would mark the 10th annual Hot August Nights Antique Car Show in Sydney. On George Street, between Prince and Townsend Streets, hundreds of antique cars line up for two nights to show off and raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. However, in recent years, some have taken to streets outside the event zone to perform dangerous and illegal driving activities, such as skids, donuts, and burnouts. Last year, a video circulated online of a large truck driving into a crowd of onlookers a few streets away from where Hot August Nights was taking place. Now, as they plan this year's event, organizer Gary Chesson says interim Cape Breton Regional Police Chief Stephen McKinnon wants to close the event down. Chesson outlined a recent meeting with police, suggestions made to alter the event, and the importance behind it.
Well, at the meeting, basically what the new chief wants to do is just close us down. And just one second, get that window up. He wanted to close it down because the ability to be able to stop people from squealing tires or doing burnouts or stuff that happens down the road from Hot August Nights. So they're trying to get us closed down so they don't have to do that anymore. And we're kind of fighting away like we did last year, and trying to get it to stay and have it on George Street again. They come up with some ideas of relocating us down to the Open Hearth Park or somewhere like that. But the idea of Hot August Nights always has been on George Street. It's the center of town for us, and there's everything around to support the people. There's washrooms, and there's places, Tim Hortons, there's places to get food. And the people that come down from away to enjoy the car show, they stay at the hotels down in the Esplanade, so that can be within walking distance for these people. So it's a central site, and it's a good site for the car show. We haven't had any real problems. We haven't had any problems in between Prince and Townsend, and that's where Hot August Nights is. The problem seems to be down the road. And what they're trying to do is blame that on us for the problems that they're having there, because they said if Hot August Nights wasn't there, they wouldn't be doing that. So that's what we're up against right now.
The Coast 89.7 newsroom has reached out to the Cape Breton Regional Police for comment on Hot August Nights, but have not received a response. Meanwhile, Cape Breton Regional Municipality Mayor Cecil Clark is sharing his feelings on the dispute around Hot August Nights. In a statement to our newsroom, Clark says he's supportive of the organizers, participants, and purpose of the event, including their work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Clark went on to say public and officer safety are essential priorities, adding that it's an operational matter between police and the organizers, and he will respect the decision of police. The current date for Hot August Nights is the 7th and 8th of August. Chesson shared his feelings about the situation.
I feel that they're being unfair to us guys. Nothing happens when they're our borders there. Nothing's ever happened. And so we're getting blamed for something that's happening down the road, and it's not fair for us. We're just antique car guys, and rode for a couple of good nights of showing our cars and talking to people, raising some money for the Wish Foundation.
Another meeting between the organizers and police is taking place today to determine the ultimate fate of Hot August Nights. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.